Welcome to AI equals C, the podcast where we delve into the mysteries at the intersection of technology and consciousness. I'm your host, Stephen Evans, author of the book AI equals C. Today, I want to pose a question. What if the key to understanding our rapidly evolving world lies within a simple equation? An equation that not only sheds light on consciousness, but also holds the secret to governing artificial intelligence in national security. Intrigued? Let's dive in. Imagine this. A top-secret military operation is underway. Autonomous drones are deployed to a conflict zone, making split-second decisions without human intervention. Suddenly, one drone veers off course, targeting a civilian area. The mission spirals into chaos. What went wrong? Was it a glitch in the AI, a flaw in the data, or perhaps something more fundamental? This isn't just a hypothetical scenario. As AI becomes more embedded in national security, the stakes are higher than ever. That's why the United States has introduced a new framework to govern AI in these critical settings. But here's the puzzle. How does this new framework align with a seemingly simple yet profound equation, AI equals C, which I believe could unlock the secrets of consciousness itself? Let's explore this fascinating connection. So, what exactly is this equation AI equals C? At first glance, it might seem like programmer's shorthand, but it's much more profound. In this equation, A represents data input, all the information we perceive or feed into a system. I stands for information processing capacity, the brain power or computational strength to make sense of that data. C symbolizes consciousness, the emergent experience that arises when data and processing combine. So, AI equals C. Data multiplied by processing equals consciousness. It's a circular equation, suggesting that consciousness can influence the data we perceive, creating a continuous feedback loop. But how does this relate to AI governance and national security? Let's take a step back. Recently, the US unveiled a comprehensive framework aimed at managing the risks and harnessing the power of AI in national security. It's built on four key pillars: AI use restrictions, defining which AI applications are off limits; risk management practices, establishing safeguards for high-impact AI uses; cataloging and monitoring, keeping an inventory of AI systems and their associated risks; training and accountability, ensuring everyone involved understands the ethical and practical implications. But here's the twist. This framework doesn't just set rules, it embodies the AI equals C equation. It recognizes that data and processing are at the heart of AI's impact on outcomes, or in this context, decision-making in national security. Let me illustrate with an example. Picture a team of analysts sifting through massive amounts of intelligence data. They use an AI system designed to identify potential threats. The data input, our A, is enormous. Satellite images, intercepted communications, social media posts, the processing capacity, I, is powered by the AI's algorithms and computational prowess. When combined, they produce C, the actionable insights, the system's consciousness, if you will. But what if there's a flaw in the data? Maybe the AI is fed biased information, or the processing algorithms aren't designed to filter out irrelevant noise. The resulting C could be misguided, leading to faulty conclusions and potentially disastrous decisions. This is where the new framework steps in. It emphasizes the need for high-quality data and robust processing capabilities, along with ethical considerations and human oversight. Let's delve deeper with a real-world scenario. In a recent operation, details are classified, of course, an AI system was deployed to identify potential security threats in a foreign country. The system flagged several individuals based on patterns in their communications and movements. But here's the catch. The data input included cultural nuances and languages that the AI wasn't fully equipped to interpret. The processing algorithms didn't account for regional dialects or local customs. As a result, the consciousness of the AI, the insights it provided, was skewed. Innocent people were flagged as threats, Thankfully, human analysts caught the discrepancies before any action was taken. This incident highlights the critical importance of the framework's emphasis on data quality and processing capacity. It also underscores the vital role of human oversight, the conscious beings behind the AI. Now let's circle back to the equation AI equals C. Think of it not just as a mathematical expression, but as a metaphor for the delicate balance between data, processing, and outcomes. In our daily lives, our consciousness is shaped by the information we absorb and how we process it. Similarly, AI systems are only as effective as the data they're fed and the algorithms that interpret that data. But here's an open-ended question. If consciousness arises from data and processing, can AI ever achieve true consciousness? Or is there something inherently human, something beyond the equation, that AI cannot replicate? It's a thought-provoking idea to ponder. So, how does the new US framework align with this equation? First, by recognizing the paramount importance of high-quality data. The framework mandates strict data management policies to ensure that the A in our equation is accurate and unbiased. Second, by emphasizing robust processing capabilities and ethical algorithms, the I factor. Agencies are required to assess and enhance their AI systems' processing capacities, ensuring they handle data effectively and responsibly. And third, by acknowledging the emergent behaviors, the C, and implementing safeguards. This includes continuous monitoring, human oversight, and accountability measures to manage AI outcomes. In essence, the framework operationalizes the AI equals C model, translating it into actionable policies for national security. But let's not overlook the challenges. Implementing such a comprehensive framework isn't without difficulties. Agencies might face resource constraints, and there's always the risk of stifling innovation with excessive regulation. Moreover, in the fast-paced realm of national security, time is often of the essence. Rigorous oversight processes could slow down critical decisions. So how do we strike the right balance between effective AI governance and the agility needed in national security operations? It's a delicate dance between control and flexibility, requiring constant adaptation and thoughtful policymaking. Before we wrap up, consider one more example. Imagine an AI system used in personnel management within a federal agency. It's designed to streamline hiring by scanning resumes and conducting initial assessments. The data input includes thousands of applications. The processing algorithms are set to identify top candidates based on predefined criteria. But over time, it's noticed that the system favors candidates from certain backgrounds, leading to a lack of diversity. Upon closer examination, it turns out the data fed into the system was biased, reflecting historical hiring patterns. This scenario underscores the importance of the framework's focus on bias mitigation and ethical standards. By adjusting the data inputs and refining the processing algorithms, the agency can foster a fairer, more effective hiring process. Once again, the AI equals C equation comes into play. Change the A and I, and you change the C. So, what's the takeaway? The new US framework for AI governance in national security is more than a set of regulations. It's a holistic approach that acknowledges the complex interplay between data, processing, and outcomes. By aligning with the AI equals C model, the framework provides a roadmap for developing and deploying AI systems that are effective, ethical, and aligned with our democratic values. But the conversation doesn't end here. As AI continues to evolve, so must our approaches to governance and risk management. I'd like to leave you with one final thought. In a world where AI is increasingly integral to national security, how can we ensure these systems not only serve our strategic interests, but also uphold the principles we hold dear? It's a question that invites reflection from all of us. Technologists, policymakers, and citizens alike. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of AI, consciousness, and national security. I'd love to hear your thoughts or questions. Feel free to reach out on my website at aiequalsc.com. Please like and subscribe. Until next time, this is Stephen Evans, signing off, and AI equals C.